Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jeff DeForest and Mike Luby-Lubitz with you on the ALT Depot Show. Many things happening on the program. Earlier we talked about trolling for chicks on Facebook and how that is often an assertion, an accusation made by any spousal interest, whether married or not. But the other person in your life usually assumes that you're trolling for chicks on these sort of things. Now, Luby brought it into the modern era here with Instagram and TikTok, which is far more blatant in that regard, is it not? I mean, if you're caught looking at a bunch of naked women on Instagram, chances are you're trolling for chicks, right? I mean, it's going to be hard to say, woman, what woman? You need Baffert to start making excuses for you. Well, you know what? The groom was sick, and then we put him in the barn there so that the horse would get the best possible chance of running tomorrow. And he peed on the horse's food, and the next thing you know,
it's over.
A positive test.
They all have roids.
We started to experience some real bizarre, probably the most impactful of the symptoms yesterday, with like an alternating chill and sort of feverish, spaced-out feeling. Not that it wouldn't have been spaced out. It's hard for me to tell when I'm spaced out because of a fever, because you guys can tell that I'm largely spaced out anyway. But the Mustang has worked this out so that the room downstairs here where I'm broadcasting from, the Causeway Kitchen, is absolutely freezing, Ruby. And I'm starting to think, maybe is she also putting something into the duct system that, I mean, she watches a lot of Lifetime movies, Ruby. The last thing you want is the woman in your life to be addicted to Lifetime movies. Plus, I mean, her idea of justice is Judge Judy, so I don't know that she really thinks that it's going to be overwhelmingly harmful to her if she takes responsibility for this thing, but I think something is up here. I'll have to get to the bottom of that.
The time!
Wake up with Depot, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Depot Show.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
If you're going to be sitting shiver, which I have many times at the track,
yeah,
just sitting shiver over my money. But if you're going to be sitting shiver for the passing of somebody that was very close to you, obviously my mother would be numero uno in my heart. Lifetime, my sweet mom, who passed away earlier this week. Was that not the way to sit shiver with the Barefoot Beach Village people there? The Villas, of course, but we call them the Village people. And then on top of that, we had a celebrity presence with Mike Donald, who we got to talk to on a show yesterday, caught up with Mike here on the program. The gambling gourmet, Mike Mayo's out there holding court. And people, did you see how influential he is, Mike Luby-Lubitz?
Yes.
At the even keel last night?
It's amazing. People just sit there. My wife, Shirley, was quizzing him
ring
on places to go for situations. And he doesn't get frustrated. He actually, his face lights up, and he'll give you like a list for anything you want, and he'll give you a mood. It's like, wow, he's the man.
Incredible. Yeah, he loves talking about this stuff, too. And he shows up at a restaurant. I mean, not that they wouldn't do this anyway, but they do snap to a little additional attention, do they not? When Mayo's on the scene there, because have pen, will travel. And once he says something about a place, it's one of those things where Elon Musk says, Bitcoin, and everybody's buying. It's a great thing. But anyway, I want to thank all the people who came out there last night. Of course, the fish guy was out there, right? Brad, of course, and Dave, the owners of the Even Keel restaurant. And contingent of 11, I left out the lovely Shirley was also on the scene. Not your lovely Shirley, but our lovely Shirley from Barefoot Beach Villas on the scene there last night. And you left early. You really do defer to responsibility much more so than even I. Well, you would be inclined to do that anyway, Lou, because I used to show up in some pretty funky conditions for this job.
Well, one of us has to be in this state. I guess I realized if I get here and hold the fort down, you can just come in and we'll do what we do. So, yeah. Shirley's like, we're leaving. I'm like, babe, it's 8. By the time I get home, it's 8:30. I'm like, what do you want to do?
I was ready to roll a 7 on last night. After, the way we finished up there at the Even Keel, that was great. Got to reminisce with Mike Donald about that U.S. Open thing again, which still, it's amazing to me, the total recall. I'm not sure who is sharper in this regard. Golfers, When you hear a golfer recap his round, he had just played that round, but it amazes you the detail with which they remember every shot.
Every shot.
The guy just swung the club 68 times. They remember every one of them.
That's crazy. Like, it's not every hole. It's not every, like, it's not feelings throughout the round. It's they can remember every, like, he was going through that yesterday, and that was the thing that floored me. I'm like,
that was 31 years ago,
shots,
that round.
Like, every shot. I'm like, what the heck?
He remembered what the other guy was hitting. Oh, yeah, well, Hale stiffed a 2-iron right in there. I tell you what, and I was in the trap about 16 feet, and you're like, what? I can't even remember, whether I ordered the peach or the lime margarita. Oh, yeah, no, that's mine. This guy going shot for shot with Billy Ray Brown first in the last round of that golf tournament. It was amazing. The U.S. Open gets underway today. That's why we have a little U.S. Open fever. Luby not in favor of me trying to run my gambling interests by you people in our great audience, which, by the way, too, I want to thank all the people in the audience for all the wonderful sentiments that I've received throughout the week. And we will have a chance maybe in this hour to open up and take some telephone calls. I know it's been a while, at 866-801-0940, 866-801-0940. And this is in the aftermath of two stunners, I think, in the NBA. The Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files, I looked into, and, you know, when you start rattling off the number of injuries to key players in the NBA postseason this year, it literally is just a case of the last man standing, is it not? And things change dramatically overnight. Who knew Kawhi Leonard was injured? Did you know that before it came out yesterday? That Kawhi, did he leave that game, game four? They handily took control of the series, I thought, by bouncing back against Utah and winning that fourth game. Paul George, who's trying to – how many guys are on the hook to prove they're not a stiff? Kevin Durant had that facing him. Mike Lubitsch just the other night, and he responded with 49 points.
Yep.
Like one of the more monstrous games that you will ever see from a statistical and or any kind of standpoint. Paul George, who –
talked a lot of garbage. He's the one that dubbed himself Playoff P, and then he's never lived up to it.
No, he's had not quite James Harden moments of disappearing altogether in crucial games of the postseason, but he hasn't been great. He certainly was no Kawhi Leonard, and yet last night without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, I thought when I heard of the Kawhi Leonard injury that was it, that Utah would win this thing in six games. So congratulations, L.A. Clippers, choking dog of an organization, haunted by the curse of V. Stiviano. So what kind of people don't you want to sit with, Donald? Did she lead him into that? I don't think they were leading Frankie Pantangeli into his testimony more strongly. You're leading the witness here, sir. I want an apology. Anyway, they were operating under a very dark cloud to come up with that victory last night, and there was no way. This was one of those shockers where you go to sleep and you were watching part of a game, and the game was so lopsided that you didn't even bother, like, considering that there was any chance of a comeback by the other team. You can't write anything off in NBA basketball, can you? Including what has to be one of the giant chokes in franchise history. Does it not, to lose that game last night to the Atlanta Hawks, who appeared to be toast, Luby? Appeared to be toast. They did come back. I mean, they had to fight like dogs to come back from 16 in Game 4. Come back from 26. Lazarus didn't have a stronger comeback. Lazarus, my man. When he came back from the dead, that's a tough spot, you would have to say. You coming back? I don't think he'll be back. Anyway, Laz, you coming back? Nobody would have believed it, but nobody would have believed this either, because and that happens from time to time, right, where you're sleeping on one thinking, okay, there's no way that could have gone any other direction but a loss for the Atlanta Hawks, and they outscore the 76ers 40-19 in the fourth quarter and come back and win that game. Marlins box score is a bloodbath of zeros. I don't like it, Luby. I'm not very much in favor of this trend. Now they're losing with their aces on the mound. Trevor Rogers, Sandy Alcantara, back-to-back. By the way, did you see what happened with Jacob deGrom, Mike Luby Lubitz?
Oh, what now?
Well, he had been in and out with some kind of a really mild injury and had come back and pitched very well. So he throws three perfect innings last night. And if I'm not mistaken, did he strike out 8 of the 9? Is that possible? That I might be making up. Anyway, he throws three perfect innings and now out with some kind of shoulder problem. So Jacob DeGrom, wow, they're going like flies here, dropping like flies. These great, great pitchers, and a lot of complaints about the new policy in Major League Baseball, including Tyler Glasnow blaming this lack of using spider tech or ability to put sunscreen on a baseball. How does sunscreen help you out, Libby? Sunscreen. Have you tried that tactic, throwing a baseball? Does your curveball drop another 6 inches when you put sunscreen on it?
I've never tried any of those things. I never pitched, so I didn't have to do any of that.
Only Dr. Matthew Elias. I'm sorry, Doc. They always give you that look when they tell you, are you wearing sunscreen? As your face looks like it was comprised completely of polka dots. What's that brown thing in the middle of your forehead? All right, coming back with more in a moment here. It's the ALT Defo Show. I'm Jeff DeForest. Later on, it's going to be great. Tony Segreto goes old school. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services, Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, 8 Caruana and Associates Realty. Karen Parsons from Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Hillary Banks, she played in that classic series. And she's going to join us later on. And Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I forgot about those two classic fights earlier this morning with Livingstone Bramble, the Rasta man Livingstone Bramble. You're familiar with him?
Through you.
They fought two wars. The first one, 14th round stoppage, Bramble the winner there. And the second one, I believe, was a split decision, but Bramble the winner also. The second time over Ray Boom Boom Mancini late in his career. He went on to lose two subsequent fights, and then he said, now that's it. I think from heaven, Lenny Mancini told him to retire. Anyway, Boom Boom Mancini later on the program. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Mancini? It's 7:15. Are we all in stable but critical condition? Is that the way all life is, Libby, in a general, more figurative sense? Would you say you're in stable but critical condition? I believe you are right now.
Probably.
On the threshold of getting married in the early portion of 2021. Don't you think it's a little soon, kid? You barely know this woman. What are you doing?
We've been together 4 years.
Well, I guess you know enough.
How much longer do you want her to put up with me?
Is it you that's pushing for this?
It's equal. We're both very happy and in love. It's very gross.
Oh, my God. All right. It's a foreign concept. You have to understand where I'm coming from. 0 for 2 with a walk. And, you know, right now I think I got a 3-2 count and marriage number 3. And only because of the benefit of a really poor call on a ball that was clearly right down the middle of the plate. You know one of those Angel Hernandez calls. Get out of here.
Enjoy your trip to work with lots of laughs thanks to Defo and Luby. Now on the Defo Show.
Well, once again, everybody, still soggy out there, huh? Wet track? Put your mud cocks on.
It's been really weird this week.
It's funny that you say that, Mike Luby-Lewitz, because I was making allusion to that. Now, I have had occasion to drive. He's going to the Old West. I mean, it's Horace Greeley, right? Go West, young man. And it's treacherous out there, the weather. A guy got struck by a lightning bolt while driving on I-75 in his car. You see that? Mike Luby-Lewitz, they took him right off the track. He was fine, I guess.
Yeah, wow.
Well, where the rubber meets the road, thank God he was on some tires. Otherwise, he would have looked like last night's bowl of Bang Bang Shrimp. So, anyway, it's treacherous out there. Dark clouds all over the place.
Yes.
And I was thinking, we have had such marvelous weather. We're so spoiled here in South Florida that we get a few days of this, which is a few days out of what, 365, maybe?
Yeah, I guess I am spoiled because, as I was saying, I thought about, I'm like, when did it rain last? Oh, wait. Okay, so then it's not so bad.
It's just that it comes in tsunami-like
throws,
waves.
Yep.
And then you get a very strange rainfall here. And, you know, it's weirder when it comes out of nowhere than when, obviously, every day starts out. And you're thinking, are those dark clouds hovering over our heads once again? Appears to be. Anyway, let's hope it clears up sometime soon here. We get some more sunshine, get a little weekend time in, because this week is zooming by.
Yep.
Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby-Lubitz with you on the ALT Defo Show, 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and on the iHeart Radio app. We get a little break today from the anxiety, which is causing me a lot of different physical problems. Luby, have you noticed I've been a little out of sorts of late? Coughing, choking.
You have.
It's been the Marlins, and I realized what was at the foundation of this. Now, we love our Marlins. I don't want to steer anybody off track here. And we love them from the standpoint that we need to accumulate wins.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Now 10 games under 500 and wasting pitching brilliance. You hate to see this. I guess Met fans have dealt with this frustration in any pitched game by Jacob DeGrom. But, you know, and they weren't that hot in all of their other games either, come to think of it, right? And the Mets have dropped into last place here. Bob Murphy, there's a line drive. I'm going to hand it off to Ralph Kiner in Kiner's Corner. You're like, Ralph's already in the corner over there, man? It's only the third inning.
That was quick.
Remember that stupid paneling? Did you ever see that show?
No.
They had, like, this hideous paneling, and that was the set for Kiner's Corner, which was, I think, other than Joe Franklin, the longest-running show in New York television history. Joe Franklin, man. I don't know how he sustained it there. He was kind of a goofball talk show host on late at night.
Okay.
He was on for like 40 years in New York City. That's a pretty good run. That's almost like being on the radio 40 years here. Not sure it's quite the
it's
same
harder.
Distinction.
I think it's more difficult, actually.
The town without pity, and we don't care. That's the problem. If we didn't have money on this, what would we care as much?
We'd care, but not
as
much.
Obvious.
You always said you can put $1.50 on a game, it makes you care. Like it's you have $1 million on it.
Deal Volkswagen people starting to... up the tempo of their telephone calls to me saying, hey, can you tell what's wrong there, Deef? Actually, one of the upper-level people at Deal Volkswagen, a very fine gentleman.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He asked me if I had Mattingly's number. He wants to give him a call.
Anyway,
the run for 71 took a punch in his stomach. Speaking of Boom Boom Mancini, who's going to join us later on the program. Yeah, he could go to the body, that Boom Boom. Ray Boom Boom Mancini going to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. But we took a punch to the stomach yesterday with that 1-0 loss, swept by the Cardinals in three close games. What was that, 6-4, 2-1, and 1-0?
Wasn't it 4? Was it 6-4 or 4-2?
I think it was even closer than that.
Like, I think we went into the series, you were concerned because the Marlins always struggled. Yep. And the funny thing is the pitching's been a good job. It was 4-2, 2-1, and 1-0 was that series.
Three stinking runs.
Yes.
That's across three games, Louie.
Yes. Yes.
You think I'm a sugar? I'll tell you what. Anna and her concerns are legitimate right now as we fall 10 games under 500. Off today, so we don't have to worry about that today. We get a day of relief, and I think we're going to wipe the slate clean, Mike Lubitz, and start making an ascent, an assault on the coveted 71 victories. That's all we need now, Louie. Never mind contending. We just need to hit that number at 71. Let's hope they can do it and come back. Many things happen. And speaking of comebacks, wow, I never expected the Utah Jazz to lose to a Kawhi Leonard-less L.A. Clipper team. I would have to say that was a bit of a stunner. Clippers 19, Utah 111. Clippers now up 3-2 after taking three straight in that Western Conference semifinal. The winner gets the Phoenix Suns waiting in the wings with or without Chris Paul. Now, Chris Paul was injured earlier in the playoffs, and that'll be the subject of today's Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files, because it does seem like it's Survivor 3 Mile Island, doesn't it, in the NBA this year? Not too many people are going to survive that. Let's put it that way. They don't have to worry about snuffing out those fires at Tribal Council. Not on Survivor 3 Mile Island. You get there and pretty much the game is over. And that's what I felt last night with that Clippers game against Utah. So I was stunned to see that outcome. And then, on top of that, Atlanta down 26. I gave up even watching the thing. I started watching racing from Lone Star Park on one of the other screens there as I was doing my little two-step, which I noticed there's almost no movement in my dancing anymore, Luby. Like, no movement. I may as well be standing holding on to the railing of a walker. While these other Barefoot Beach Villa people, my fabulous neighbors from our previous residence, led by the Homeowners Association president himself. See, we just got like a nasty letter from the Homeowners Association here about some AstroTurf we had outside for the dogs.
Okay.
So they wouldn't have to walk on some rocks, right? You would never figure this was an issue. Is it in any way diminishing the property value of the house. You said yourself you put some place up for sale as a real estate agent.
Within 4 days, we had multiple showings and multiple offers.
Yes, so in no way would you think that somebody's going to come in and see this little patch of AstroTurf that we had covering some rocks out there and go, oh, I'm not buying here.
No, no, yeah.
Look at this trash bin.
Why, did you put it in? I don't get it. You put in the AstroTurf?
We didn't really put it in. We just put it over some rocks because the dogs don't like to walk on rocks, right?
Okay, but you're living there. You're living there and it's removable. Like, oh, can you see it from the street? Like, I don't get it. Like,
no, it's in the back. Nobody ever goes back there. No, nobody even has, like, furniture on their back patios in this joint.
Yeah, so, okay.
Incredible. Nobody goes outside. Every now and then, somebody sticks their head out the front door.
Yeah.
Approaches a railing, turns to the left, turns to the right. And as if you were Steve McQueen and Papillon, they say, how do I look? And that's it. As opposed to that crew that you saw out there last night at the Even Keel Fish Shack, Libby, my God.
No wonder you love that place. You guys are like family. It was great.
What a festive bunch. So, that was a good time had by all. But I'm watching a game there, and I saw no reason to even engage in any further investigation as to what happened in that 76er game. And then stunned when I woke up this morning. And there it was. Atlanta comes back from 26 down from the dead and wins that ballgame, game 5, 109-106 over the 76ers. And suddenly, Ben Simmons is garbage all of a sudden.
Yeah, bad. Really bad.
Well, all the people have been trashing Ben Simmons. They're looking like geniuses, right?
Well, it's what we
hear Colin Coward doing that all the time. He says Ben Simmons is a loser.
He's not a loser, but... it's what we see with Giannis all the time. If you can't shoot the perimeter shot, you can get through the regular season. But in the playoffs, like we know, no matter how offensive the game is, defense ramps up, whether it's football or basketball. Defense becomes a much bigger deal. Baseball, too, actually, in the playoffs. And those that can't shoot the outside shot are going to get keyed in more. They're going to force you to shoot the outside shot, and it's going to limit what you can do. And that's the thing. That's Ben Simmons' problem. Like, Ben Simmons is not a loser. He just can't be your one and your two. What's so funny is he's such an uber-talented dude, and he can do so many things. But this isn't the 80s. Like, Magic got away with having an okay shot. You know, like, you can't do that
now. His shot got better, though.
His shot got better, which is true. Yeah. And they didn't shoot three-pointers. So now Ben Simmons not only doesn't have a perimeter shot, he definitely doesn't have a three-point shot. So, like, he becomes almost useless at certain points in the game. He's not a good free-throw shooter, so they just target him to do the hack a Ben.
Good.
You know,
he's horrible. He's Chris Dudley, in the modern era.
So that's the thing. Like, when that's the case, we see these guys struggle in the playoffs.
It was ugly. A strange result there, though. Philadelphia now trailing in that series 3-2. Yep. Montreal on the hockey side. Shoot the puck, shoot the puck, shoot the puck. You know I'm rooting heavily for the Las Vegas Knights for many reasons.
I know. Well, one reason.
That looks to be, you know what, Bruno Mars is going to look like some cheesy lounge act in Reno compared to what you see in terms of a show with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Bruno Mars, who I have great respect for.
Yeah, are you kidding me? It's the home of gambling, and it's a sport that's as exciting as any. That combination together in the finals. Oh, God. It would be
plus,
nuts.
They know how to stage a stage show.
Yes.
Usher's ringing the siren last night, and everybody's in, like, pirate hats. It was crazy. Girls in pasties and a G-string.
At a hockey game.
Are serving cocktails at your seat. Pinot cards are being passed out. It's anything goes. You think DeSantis is anything goes. How about Las Vegas, Nevada? On a reopen, a restart, after being shut down for basically year when you could have rolled a bowling ball down Las Vegas's fabled strip and not hit a soul.
Yeah, that's true. It must be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, there's no rules. They're just happy.
Is this a movie about the pool at the station, if they had one? Death Spa?
Oh,
your
geez.
Girl Karen Parsons was in a movie called Death Spa.
Oh,
that was her film debut, by the way.
Maybe we don't talk about Death Spa.
Making her 2-year-old debut. We don't bring up Death Spa.
I know.
You know I'm going to have to bring it up. I'm such a jerk.
Oh, you can bring it up as a joke, but I'm thinking, so what was your, you know, motivation for when you were in Death Spa? You know, I don't know if we take it like...
Your classic acting training. How much of a dividend did that pay you?
Death Spa.
When you debuted in Death Spa. How hard is that click going to come?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, if she has a sense of humor about it, right? I mean, I started at very humble beginnings, Montana Herald News.
Yeah.
I was just as likely to post a picture of some guy with a ring full of pike caught by some five-year-old as I was a story about the L.A. Dodgers hiring Tommy Lasorda. That's the way that stuff goes. That's how you get started. All right, 866-801-0940. If you'd like to give us a call here on the show, Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby, Lubitz with you, 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app, 866-801-0940. A Deal Volkswagen DeForest file's coming up tomorrow, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, and you're going to be happy about this, although I think the rest of our audience outside of you, Mike Luby, Lubitz, is very much in favor of Jersey Kyle's appearances trackside at Gulfstream on our Degenerate Friday shows. A lot of people really like Jersey Kyle. You don't dislike him personally, but from a professional standpoint, you think pretty much his performance is a waste of time, no?
I love Jersey as a human, and I have no problem with him on our show on Fridays. He has a problem that I don't play his songs every segment, but you guys want to do 20-minute segments. So when you want to do 20-minute segments, that doesn't leave room for 2-minute songs. That's my only issue. I love Jersey. I adore him. In every facet.
So you're denying Mr. Pantangeli your complaint?
I'm Pantangeli.
That there's no topical sports talk. College football playoff system announces that they're going to go to 100 teams.
They're going to beat the tourney.
We have no professional opinion on that being voiced on the show other than you when you take over the show with that Luby's Law and Justina Tesla.
But I don't even do that on Fridays. I leave you guys alone on Fridays.
You leave the room. I don't even think you're there. We're screaming, Luby, are we on? Are we on? Greg DeVincent, big executive over there with Gulfstream Park. He's listening. He wants to get his money's worth.
You're on.
All right. All right, we're coming back with a lot more. Thanks to Deborah and the crew over there, Brad and Dave, even Keel, Fish Shack, man.
Shirley was floored. And you know my wife's a piece of work. She was like, well, this
is
good.
Your wife is a very lovely young lady, Luby. This was a stunner to many people. I won't say that word didn't circulate among the Barefoot Beach Villa people who were on the scene there.
I'm on Facebook,
my mom.
So supposedly, and there's this, and I don't know if she's listening yet, so we'll, I don't know if she'll get to say the hello, but I thought you knew her. She was a part of your crew. But a lovely lady, Isis, twice as nice, over there at the Imperial Point Hospital, listens, her and her husband listen every day. And so it was like what Visser Mama did when Visser Mama first met me. But like, she's like, oh, I'm like, yes, nice to meet you. She's like, you're Luby? And I was, yes, I am. She's like, oh, I thought you were way older. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know. I know we joke around with me being an old soul.
You do sound like an old curmudgeon Jewish person who's just laced with bitterness. I mean,
you need
really
to tell people you're not old. I'm like, we talk about my age all the time. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Mike Donald was a big fan of yours.
He was great. He was really good. I liked that guy. He was
Mike
really
Donald,
nice guy.
Big Luby fan.
He was a sweetheart.
No, we love Mike. All right, we're coming back with more. Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. Injuries in the NBA. Will it be the last man standing? Is it Survivor? 3 Mile Island, a very difficult place to survive,
honestly,
especially immediately in the aftermath of a nuclear accident. 866-801. That's always tough. 866. How are the conditions there? Not favorable.
How are the conditions?
Who's the guy that hosts... His name is Gabe.
Oh,
you know,
we've had
Survivor.
Him on. Phil. No, not Phil Kogan. What's his name?
No.
Jeff something, right? Isn't it Jeff something?
Yeah. He carved down a pretty
we've
nice
had him
job
on too.
For himself, huh?
Oh, that sucks.
He's managed to avoid controversy, right?
Yes. He's been good.
Not like Chris Harrison. You're finished, Chris. Oh, yeah? I'll say everything. You don't give me $25 million.
Jeff Probst.
Probst, yeah, Probst. Good job by him, man. He managed to
return like 80 seasons.
20-year payday. As did Karen Parsons, who will join us later on after debuting in Death Spa. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
How did you turn Death Spa into Fresh Prince?
Well, you know what? And you realize that that was playing last night on Lifetime Channel, which the Mustang had on both TVs in the other rooms in this house. Death Spa.
She's not even hiding it
Maybe
anymore.
It's something in the Jets there in the hot tub. It's 7:36. They may as well just crown the last man standing. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Summer is heating up, and so are the great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles at Deal VW. It's like getting a new car without paying a new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, and much more. All at great prices with Volkswagen-backed warranties. Check out the Deal inventory online and see the great quality selection they have. Only showroom quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily, so check often. Get down to their classic location at 3601 Bird Road and beat the heat in a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. We thought last year's NBA playoffs were decided by some unusual circumstances. There were teams that seemed to directly benefit from their ability to cope with life in the bubble. And there were players and teams that clearly did not seem to fit that bill. That resulted in a Lakers-Heat finale involving two teams with disciplined veteran leadership that saw Los Angeles behind LeBron James and a championship-starved Anthony Davis come away with the title. This season, it seems to have been a distinct disadvantage to have gone far through the process of the postseason less than a year ago. Both Miami and the Lakers were first-round elimination fodder this time around. Miami appeared to melt down against Milwaukee, showing signs the rigors of a rough regular season from a health standpoint had more than taken its toll, and the Lakers succumbing to injury when Davis went down in the first round against Phoenix. The whole notion this season of survive and advance, however, has mostly been reduced to just merely trying to survive, as a rash of injuries to key players has thrown the postseason in the NBA into survivor Three Mile Island. Denver lost its best scoring option to injury when Jamal Murray went down and subsequently was swept away by Phoenix in round two. Utah has seen Donovan Mitchell in and out of playing at full strength and yet appeared to gain a huge advantage in its series with the Clippers when Kawhi Leonard suffered an ACL injury. Clips somehow rallied without Leonard for a road victory in Game 5 of their series, but still faced the daunting task of trying to win a title without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup. Chris Paul's injured shoulder looked like it would compromise the Suns' shot at proving they are for real, but after overcoming that, Phoenix now has to contend with the possibility of being without their catalyst due to COVID-19 protocols. Joel Embiid has been hobbling for Philadelphia, and despite putting up big numbers in the series, the Sixers still managed to blow a couple of huge leads and now trail Atlanta 3-2. The Nets have had to juggle their lineup with both James Harden and Kyrie Irving, two of the fabled Big Three limping around or just plain unavailable in a difficult series against the Bucks. Many players pointed to the quick turnaround from last year's flukish season to account for the rash of injuries to key players this year. LeBron is screaming about that once again. He may have a point. For as unusual as basketball in the bubble was, it's hard to account for the inordinate number of injuries to key players that will, without a doubt, play heavily into who wins the title this year. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. Neil deGrasse Tyson, when you look at the exploration and what's going on today, I mean, what was your reaction to what was there on Mars? Were you expecting to see like an Arby's franchise up there, or did you have a pretty clear picture of what they were going to find?
No, but at least a Starbucks. Come on now.
The only way to get your morning started is with Defo, joined by Luby, right here on The Defo Show.
Never ceases to amaze me the number of distinguished people that are willing to risk career ruination by appearing on this program. It's absolutely fantastic. Neil deGrasse Tyson, certainly. Far more intellectual than the usual barometer you would think that we were able to appeal to.
That was the best.
On the
when
show.
We had him on, and Visser Mama, the emails, plural, she was sending me, he's like, what is he doing? Is he really? What is going on? I'm like, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's playing along with us. That's his fault.
Career suicide, yeah. When he talked about life on Lovetron, I thought that was very
that was
interesting
great.
Also. All right, welcome back to the show, the ALT Defo Show, brought to you by Altitude International. Altitude International, Altitude Simulation Chambers. You don't think the Nets, maybe the 76ers, the Miami Heat, come on,
Pat.
Don't want to be running out of gas.
Yeah, LeBron wouldn't
quarter.
Have to bitch and moan. Like, I was using that as an excuse, but I don't play sports. Like, LeBron wouldn't have to bitch and moan about it if he supposedly spends $1 million a year on his body. Well, maybe he needs to spend $1 million, whatever the hell, and get with altitude.
I really believe he should. I mean, once he signs on, too, That'll help the company quite a bit.
A bit
would
yeah.
it not? I mean, it really is. It's like Musk making a call. Yeah, buy. And the next thing you know, you know what? That stock split four times. I tell you what, I really cleaned up on that. I had like three shares, and now I'm a zillionaire. 866-801-0940 on the phone lines. Coming up later on in the 8 o'clock hour, the great Tony Segreto joins us here on the show. I felt Tony's pain. I watched, and we had spoken last Thursday. What was the day of the championship game? Was that also on Thursday?
I think it was Thursday.
That was later than afternoon.
I think
yeah.
it was the day that we did the show. Yeah,
so
we
it was a week ago, and I watched almost all of it. I missed like maybe a couple of at-bats in that ballgame. Of course, they were the crucial at-bats that helped Oklahoma open up a 5-1 lead. And I thought maybe one of those behemoths that they had on the Oklahoma team. Did they all come out of the same mold, too? They all did look like Crystal Bustos. I don't know if you remember Crystal Bustos.
You've talked about her a lot, so I've looked her up. So I'm
one
aware.
One of the great, great, I mean, hitters of all time, period, man or woman. This woman could stroke it, my friends. Stroke it. And she finished up. I don't know if she's the all-time leader in NCAA home runs in women's softball. But I felt Tony's pain because it looked like Oklahoma was just in command in that game. They hit a couple of home runs early, solo shots, and then busted it up to Florida State got a miracle run in that game off a dropped pop-up in the infield. The sun was playing havoc. The sun's playing havoc with the ball today. It's a high sky. What exactly is a high sky, Louie? You've heard that term throughout your sporting coverage years. A high sky.
And there's only one sky? How many skies are
right,
there?
Right, yeah. I mean, like, if you're high and you're looking into the sky there and you can't find a pop-up, that's understandable. Is that, by definition, a high sky?
I don't know. That's a great question.
No, I've heard that term, and I don't know. At one time, I think I understood it, but the high sky. Well, I'll have Tony explain.
Yeah, maybe. He
Tony
will
go Neil deGrasse Tyson. Tony explaining a high sky. I don't know. That could take some time. Anyway, Tony's going to join us. We love you, Tony. I felt his pain, man. I watched a lot of that game.
I didn't watch any of it, so I give you credit. I was too stressed out over
it. I dig the fact that he was out there. You know Tony's all about family, and family obviously coming very much into focus this week for me with the passing of my mom.
Yep.
And, you know, you start thinking back to all of the different things, and you wish maybe you had done more things in certain aspects as a family, although the DeForest family is largely a band of gypsies.
Yes.
Mike Lubitz.
That's what I've
learned.
We
are wandering nomads.
That's what I've learned.
We're all over the place. It's not like we don't love each other or don't have some kind of affection or respect for each other, but nobody's on top of each other in this family.
No, you
That's the way it goes. Yep. So it worked out okay. We all kind of went our separate ways, and my parents were very much in favor of that. You guys are gone now. You're not coming back. No, he was a great American. All right, Tony's going to be coming up, but he's into family, firmly entrenched and involved in his sons and daughters' lives and of course, his wife, and he went out to Oklahoma City on his own ticket to go watch his daughter as the manager of that Florida State team, and I guess he's close with the people there, and it becomes like a family thing, doesn't it, when you're, you know, you got a team of traveling baseball or something like that, and you're involved in it, and there are a lot of groups, and they all get along, that's a good thing. It's kind of like that party we had last night.
Yep.
At the Even Keel. It was great with the Barefoot Beach Villa people. You know, always once united, once and for all. Southern Brian is a trip, though, isn't he, that Southern Brian? He's something.
He's definitely a character. He is exactly how you described him. I will give you that.
It's like Boss Hogg meets Easy Rider. With like, he's got a little Peter Fonda in him, and at the same time, you know.
Well, Marty the Party is great, too. Him and his wife are tremendous. I like that.
Great,
all the people
man.
Were really cool. They were really, really a good vibe. They seemed to really enjoy themselves, which is super cool.
It was a beautiful thing. As opposed to, I mean, this new place, I would say that far less friendly. The people outside. Are you going to turn that down? Right? You're in your car listening to the radio. What? Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
You're bringing more stuff into that house?
They're like complaining.
You would think we were running some kind of hot hock shop out of the back door here. You're bringing more stuff in? The natural response in your head is, and you don't want to say this, it'd be rude just moving in here, is what business is it of yours, ma'am? It's 7:52.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.